Hey, Realignment listeners, this is a teaser of our monthly Supercast AMA episodes available to our premium subscribers. We wanted to give you just a little taste of what you could have for supporting the show. Let's get to it.
Yeah, so if you want to subscribe, you can go to realignment.supercast.com. And once you've subscribed to the show, you can actually submit these questions, get our responses, upvote, all those really great things. This is a cool monthly feature we're going to add to just give something exclusive for our subscribers, but also just highlight the work that we're doing as we make the show bigger and better than ever. Speaking of bigger and better than ever, let's take our first question. So this is it's not an annoying question, but I'm going to take it a slightly different direction. Celebrity politicians. In the most recent discussion episode, you guys talked about how you don't mind celebrities in politics. And in fact, it somewhat fits the current moment in the way that men with beards fit the 1880s. My question is, if you could magically appoint any politician to public office, who would you pick and for what position? This is supposed to be more fun, but feel free to take it seriously or realistically as you want. So the exit option I'm going to take is I'm just not going to name an individual politician. Instead, I'm going to give like advice for how politicians should think about this. And I'd like to hear your advice too, Sagar, because the generic take is every politician and their cousin is now thinking about this. Like there's a big TikTok that's going around where people are talking about how Kim Kardashian is like thinking of getting into politics. There's decent reporting that Meghan Markle, Prince Harry's wife has serious political ambitions. So this is just like, once again, I really like the summation of our 1880s book. This is just the truth. You cannot look at the political situation right now, the lack of power that parties have, how much people dislike traditional politicians, and not as a celebrity say, hey, like, wait a second, I have all the skill sets to be an effective, like, engager in the political system. So here's my advice for people who are obviously going to make this decision. I think it's really important right now that folks actually just sit the F back for 2 seconds and actually just do the work. What I mean by that is if you're a celebrity politician, like you, when I say do the work, you don't need to write like a fake policy book that some like person like ghost ripped. You don't need to just sort of become something you're not. But I do think what you need to do is not just think that you could wake up one day, as I think someone like Meghan Markle probably thinks, wake up one day and think, okay, I'm just going to like run for office. Mm-hmm. I think Dr. Oz pulled that off, but I think there were unique circumstances in Pennsylvania that made that possible. So if you're in, once again, like Matthew McConaughey, like, you know, we're huge, like Matthew stands on this podcast separate from like his individual political views. But once again, like he came off ridiculous on the Kara Swisher interview because he wasn't ready for it. And if you're, he thought that he could go in and do like the Matthew McConaughey show. And Kara, I think Kara kind of took him a little too literally, and I didn't quite like the interview, but she was just asking him pretty basic questions and he didn't have answers even within his own framework. So that is what my advice for people is. It's basically like, look, like you've got 2 to 3 years before you could even run for anything. Do something about it. I can't remember which Paul brother, but I think it was Jake Paul. Jake Paul is like unironically going around saying he's going to run for president someday.
No, it's Logan.
Logan yeah. He's unironically doing it. And as much as I want to be like, oh,
actually, you're doing a good silly, job. You should listen to him on Andrew Schultz's show.
No, I'll listen to him. But like the actual take is, unlike Trump, 30 years ago, dude, Trump was already hitting the issues he was going to hit. He was talking about trade. He was talking about how our elites don't work. Like he actually, and this is why he's fascinating, 30 years ago, he actually had identified the proper notes that eventually would make him successful. And when he wanted to run for president in 2000, he was able to calculate, this actually just isn't it. And he pulled back. So my point is, I don't see any celebrities doing what Trump did back then, which is it's easy to say, because remember, Trump wasn't saying in 1980, I'm rich, I'm famous, I'm big on TV, I'm going to run for president, which is basically what Logan Paul is doing. He was saying, inherently, I'm all of those things, but I also have an incredibly sophisticated take. Well, sophisticated in quotation marks, but I have a substantive critique of the current political system, and I've identified the reasons why people would elevate me beyond a typical politician. But like, what would your advice be?
It's tough because some people looked at Trump and said anybody could do it. And in a way, that's true. And in a way, it's also not true because it also requires an immense amount of political skill and triangulation. So my advice for Logan would be that he needs to identify whatever the center of gravity actually is, and in order to try and attack it. So the current system, so for example, like right now, if I'm a politician and I'm a celebrity who wants to be president, I would have to understand that I'd be dissident to kind of the cultural milieu while also not being as offensive as Trump. I think that's the sweet spot in order to get some 55, 60% of the vote. I think somebody like The Rock could do it, although he did cave on the Joe Rogan thing, which was I was not happy about, and actually kind of gave me evidence that he wasn't ready. I think Matthew McConaughey could certainly do it. I did think he made a mistake by aligning himself with mainstream Democrats. I think Logan could certainly do it. He was canceled, him and the Paul brothers. You know, Jake is already out there, you know, tweeting about Biden, about how much of a disaster he is. So he needs to actually be a little bit more offensive, but not in a way that would cost him also the kind of prominence that he has right now. And I noticed that he's actually being very careful in the Andrew Schultz interview, and he doesn't want to, you know, piss too many people off. So it's a very difficult dance, because being a cringe Hollywood celeb is absolutely not the way to do it. Also, though, being Trump and being completely, you know, as an opposition figure is also not the way. So it requires a middle ground triangulation. So far, I've only seen Oz and McConaughey pull it off, but they also have their own problems.
Well, here's the quick thing, though. Yeah, no, this is I'm actually going to put this in the teaser, because I think this is actually our most important thing we're responding to. Two things. One, I love your use of the phrase center of gravity, because that's actually the key thing. And the mistake a lot of aspirant politicians are going to make, or celebrities who want to become politicians are going to make, is they're going to think the center of gravity is their huge Twitter, Instagram, or YouTube followings. It doesn't matter. This stuff is so niche, it doesn't translate. And like, let's get real for a second. Most of the people who like really are like the people who follow YouTubers and follow like Instagrammers probably aren't going to even vote in a primary in the first place. So that basically means virtually nothing. The reason why this works more for Dr. Oz and for Matthew McConaughey and The Rock is because they come from pre-internet media, where there was such thing as a big mainstream star. Tom Cruise, everyone knows who Tom Cruise is. Like, Tom Cruise is powering Top Gun 2 because everyone at some point in their life has gone and watched a Tom Cruise movie in some way.
Tom Cruise could be president, actually. I was thinking about that, that's why
I was bringing it up, right? Because like, Tom Cruise actually has mainstream adoption. That said, most people have not seen Logan Paul. Right. Most people have not seen Jake Paul. That's actually just like the key difference here. People are really getting confused that even Mr. Beast, right? Mr. Beast is huge on YouTube, would not translate into politics in any way whatsoever. No. And people are going to make that mistake. But then number two, and this is a really interesting point, and this also relates to your center of gravity point, the mistake, and look, like Logan made this mistake when he talked about reasons why Biden was wrong. Biden had crypto prices. Biden made crypto prices go wrong. That is not the issue. Actually, frankly, like, once again, I know there are crypto people who like listen to the show. I'm not meaning this to like attack you guys on a policy level, but if you cannot read the political vibe right now, that people, especially probably the people who are going to vote dissidently in primaries, they're probably anti-crypto. Mm-hmm. So,
or they don't think about it at all.
That's actually a good way to put it. So it's basically like, if you, once again, the reason why we were praising 1980s Trump is 1980s Trump was like, the center of gravity in American politics is going to be that our elites suck, they sign bad trade deals, and they also get rolled by our allies when it comes to foreign policy. Like, that is the core critique, which he could apply to all sorts of issues like immigration, the border wall, all those different bits. So Jake identifying the price of cryptocurrency as one of those center of gravity issues is an example of being like, look, dude, this isn't about you reading a big policy paper. This is about you getting off Twitter and not just talking to like Gary Vee and actually thinking, what are people actually thinking about? You actually should have said, Joe Biden has wrecked the housing market. Like, focused more on the inflation thing. Focus on the American dream. Like,
he led with inflation, but I know what you're saying. I completely get it.
And then the last thing, because I'm so obsessed with this topic, but here's why I'm pushing back against you saying that it was a mistake for Matthew McConaughey to like identify the Democratic Party. Dude, he's a Democrat. Like, that's the actual difference.
It's just sad then.
fair.
You're not going to ever win in Texas. It's like, well, all right.
Fair, yeah. But like, let's get real for a second. Like, I think he has slightly different calculus going on right now. What I would just say is Dr. Oz also identified with the Republican Party. So with those, like those two in their 50s, mass celebrity, their incentives are different than like a dissident, like younger person. Like the path for Matthew was always going to be, he was always going to have to eventually be like, I'm a Democrat. Like, you know this, dude, like if he'd run for governor against Abbott, where he was leading in the polls, everyone knew he was a Democrat. That was the key thing. Like it was, that's why the Kara Swisher interview didn't go well. Cause Kara was trying to just basically get him on the record to say like, look, I'm a Democrat. And he like at that point didn't want to say that.
Here's the thing though. There is something to be stated for understated politicians, you know, like Obama being like, wink, wink, I don't support gay marriage. You know, I think that's an underrated skill. Sometimes just not acknowledging something and playing into and giving people plausible deniability actually works. I think it's a very underrated political skill.
And this gets to what the current issue, and this is what I'm thinking a lot about. I'm thinking a lot about Ronald Reagan's like big 1964 speech he gave to support Goldwater. Obviously it didn't end up making a difference, but it really put him on the political stage. The speech was called A Time for Choosing. And I think the awkward reality that people like you and I don't want to lean into is the fact that it's like easy for us to like be in our YouTube above the clouds, like looking down on everything. Yeah, 2024 is a very like binary choice. Andrew Yang is also finding this out too. Like we could talk, people could talk about third parties and independence, but like the real talk thing is that the status quo continues. 2024 comes down to, do you want Trump again or do you not want Trump again? And like, that's it. And it's very hard to do the triangulation, keep it understated, when that's the very binary choice that's being forced on everyone. So that is my not particularly sexy way to end that one.